So this video is all about how to work with your cards, what to expect from your cards throughout the entire 7 weeks. So it's kind of a mishmash of me talking to you about all the things that are possible working with the cards. And actually something just happened to me, so I'm just gonna start here. So I wanna talk about something called jumper cards. And jumper cards are when you have a physical deck in your hand. It won't happen on the online thing. So when you have physical cards in your hand and a card jumps out. Now there's a saying that says, what falls to the floor comes to the door. So that card that you saw that jumped out at you is your card, even if you want to pick another card. So that's not what you're gonna do. This will be your card and that card will start you. And now the card that starts you is called an anchor card. So every time you pick a card and we start to do a reading, that card anchors the theme that you're supposed to be looking at. Now, the subsequent cards that you're gonna pick, and by the way, the entire course, we're only gonna be working with one card readings, two card readings, and three card readings with an extra card that you may need to pick, but not always, for more information, right? A clarification card. That's it. We're not doing any fancy schmancy readings, and here's why. You are gonna get so good at being able to go so deep with such small cards that by the time you leave this 7 weeks and you wanna start reading for other people, like yes, obviously I would love you guys to come and certify next year, but some of you are already ready and you want to, but you have the ammunition now because you can just take three cards or even one card and say like blah, 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 blah to somebody and they're like, huh? Right, so isn't that impressive instead of like seven cards or 10 or 21 or whatever and you get all blah, blah, blah in your head. I'm gonna show you how to get the most out of your readings, like a orange we're gonna juice and it's sweet and yummy, blah, blah. Okay, imagine, right? Imagine is the first card. Okay, so let's talk about what an anchor card is. All right, so when you choose your anchor card, it's kind of like remember where story's in motion? You put an anchor temporarily in the water, right? Because we're gonna look at the vantage point. So we create a moment in time, a snapshot, through which we need to be temporarily static, right? We need to stay still for a minute. We need to take a minute. And instead of being in this waviness and the river that's going really fast, we wanna stop. We put our anchor down and we're gonna see where we've come, where we are now, and where we're pointed, right? Where's the boat pointed? Is the boat point, oh, the boat's about to go, what the heck? That thing is gonna point it in the wrong direction. It's gonna smash right into the shore. Is that an appropriate thing to do? Are we supposed to portage now or should we move the boat? This is where we get the clarity, issue this anchor card. And then subsequent cards actually tell you more about the first card. It's not the opposite way, but I will teach you as we go. But right now, all you're interested in is your anchor card. Outside of the questions that I had you answer, which were pretty much one card readings, right? So that's your anchor card. I'm just gonna check my notes here. So yes, the point of vantage acts as the theme of energy. Right, and again, remember we talk about dominant energy. So it's gonna tell you and mirror to you what it is that you do see and what you also don't see. So I'd like to segue into the subject of the card being a mirror. How the heck are oracle cards mirrors? Are they like an actual mirror, right? Right, if we were to see it in the separated universe, right, we would say that the card, that's why people are scared of cards, because they think the card has power, that the card itself is talking to them, but the card is really just showing them, which is why people are like, ugh, right? They're like, they get exposed, right? And that's why people sometimes get threatened by cards, by the way, because it's a sense of exposure. So, but we already know that it's a mirror, so we're looking, that's why we're looking. So a regular normal mirror, we're gonna see what we look at because our eyes can only see so much when we look directly at something, but we have something called peripheral vision. I teach people how to see auras through peripheral vision. I show you how to see through the periphery of your awareness. Intuition is peripheral, it is not direct. So when you imagine that everything that we are connected to that is alive and conscious is out there, and only very little is what the thing that we see, because that's finite, right? But it's everything else. So anything that is really pertinent to either our question or our point of vantage for our highest good is gonna come up for us right there as a mirror. So you understand this concept, right? separated universe, you look in, all you see is yourself. The card's the thing with the power. You'd be scared of it. Oops, oh, blah, blah, blah. And you're like shutting down and you think your head is inside your body, right? But consciousness is not inside the body. Even the brain, by the way, and this is pertinent to this, but this is really pertinent to the, to this acting as a mirror. Consciousness is outside of the body, and science has actually proven that now, that our brain does not create thought. It actually receives it. So that, put that in your pipe and smoke, pipe and smoke it, right? That's amazing. All the new science out there is awesome. But I will not go into science geek mode, I promise. That was my, I think that was one of my cards I had to work on. You don't need to know me being a smarticle. Okay, so here we go with this idea, the connected universe, right? Everything is outside of us. We're tuning in. We don't just look there. We allow the periphery to enter in, and the cards will speak to either what is intensely in our direction, but also what is in our periphery. Okay, so we have to become aware of all of it, and the cards will tell you when you need to. They're not going to say, oh, you have to look at everything because that's too much, but it will show what you should look at, and that's what the cards are for. Okay, now let's talk about how to work with a one card reading. What kind of questions that you could ask, or what could possibly the card reveal in the mirror? So I'll list it. Well, that's so interesting. That's reminding me to be flexible and not be rigid in teaching you this, because I had a rigid list, and so I just chose flexible, and it says, you know, don't be rigid about this, Colette. Okay, good. Good, because I think I covered most of this anyway. But the cards will tell you information about yourself. It will also tell you if you need to course correct. You'll feel it from the card. It will also show you when you're resisting something, right? Because you'll feel that. It really shows you your environment as well. It can. It can apply to another unrelated topic. But it always reflects the story in motion, the narrative that is, and sometimes it will talk to the things that are conscious, but a lot of times the cards speak to what is subconscious. And that subconscious belongs in the never-ending story section, right? So you're like, ooh, that's a pattern. I don't know about that. And we are going to learn how to interrupt that pattern throughout the 7 weeks, right? So we are going to do that. I have a process. Those of you know this. Actually, quite a few of you have studied with me as coaches. The Envision process is going to be added into this course because it will help you, A, detach, and B, see where you are in your own story so that you can interrupt the pattern before it becomes a pattern again. You don't have to look at your future and see your past in it. Seriously, the past is a guidepost, not a hitching post. And for some people, it is a hitching post and they don't even realize that they're chained to it. And we've got the key and we're gonna unlock that, okay? So let's do an exercise on the one card reading. I just want to reiterate this. Have you noticed some people see oracle cards as fortune cookies? It's like, oh, look at that. I don't understand that. And then they throw it in the garbage, right? This is not what we want. We want to see this as a living conversation for your highest good, to be in alignment with spirit and the person that you intend to become. This is what we're doing here, okay? So I'm going to use myself again as the guinea pig, and we're going to do a one card reading. Right? So just in general, like, what can I see today? What's the anchor of today? I'm having a pretty good day, so other than some of those revealing things from before. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so I'm gonna pick from the middle. No place like home, I love it. So no place like home, for me, it's true. I'm so at home in this course and teaching this and feeling good about it and feeling that, you know, yes, that's my anchor and it's true. Everything that I do that is authentic to me feels like home. Everything that I do that is inauthentic doesn't feel like home. You can even apply that to you too. Because remember, every single one of these cards applies to every single one of us. I become your oracle, you become the oracle for others when you post in the classroom. So we're just gonna recap right now, and you'll go and you'll take one card, and you're just gonna go through the list that's on the accompanying PDF of, you know, what to kind of track and say, like, what does this mean? You know, is this in my environment? Is it somebody else? Is it something I'm not seeing? Da, 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 da. So that's all there, and try it. And this is something that for this week, the one card reading in your journal is going to be important. So enjoy this, it's fun, and I will see you in the next video.